ready to rock and roll here on this 12th day of February. Valentine's Day is on Sunday. Did you get your roses and your candy and your chocolates all figured out, Colfax? You got to get on that, man. Take it from me. They'll tell you they don't want anything, and then Sunday's going to roll around, and you're going to go, well, I took it seriously, and you're in trouble. It's not a good thing.
Yep.
Oh, boy. We got to, okay, so Noob's asking if we can make it an 80s Friday today. We haven't done an 80s Friday in a long time. I think we could do that today.
First one of the year.
Yeah, first one of the year. It's been months since we've done an 80s Friday, so we'll take suggestions. But if they're terrible, we're not playing them. Brady, all 80s music is terrible. Shut your mouth, Hooligan. You shut your mouth. 970-478-1301 is the First Advantage text line. 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. And how about Noob? Okay, so Noob's not going to run with me tomorrow for our Sweetheart City Racing. I'm not backing out, Colfax. I'm going to run in this crap. I'm going to be out there. But Noob's like, I'm not going to run, but I'm going to throw in some money. He said, okay, my donation for the Sweetheart City run tomorrow is tonight. When I bowl for every 200 game I throw, that's $20. If I throw a 300 tonight, $100 donation, and an extra 10 for every game my wife beats me. Okay, Hooligans, who's up to help Brady? Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Thanks, Noob. You are a great man. Noob is the bowler of the show. He's in the Hall of Fame. Noob is in the Hall of Fame. He's still, to this day, the only Hooligan to win three Top Text Tuesdays in a row. Unfortunately, it was before stats were counted, Colfax. You know, like a sack record? This was before the sack records were taken into account. Noob was victim of that because we didn't start doing our giveaways until after that. So Noob would have won it. Three in a row, would have won whatever it was. He was on fire. And Noob's kind of like... kind of like Dan Marino. He went to the Super Bowl early, and he never got back there. So, Noob, we're hoping you can find your way back. We're going to have some fun today, man. It's going to be a good time. The Buffs beat Stanford last night, Thursday night special. You're welcome. Got it. This was an important game for CU. Now three wins in a row. They win 69-51. So, I mean, there wasn't a lot of doubt in this game. And, you know, McKinley Wright was the leader here. But again, you're not going to get these monster 20-point games from Wright. You know, you look at Oda Silva on the other side. Stanford's Oda Silva, not CU's. He did his thing. 22 points, 6 boards, 3 blocks. He's everywhere. With CU, you're getting a balanced attack. CU's De Silva, 8 points. I liked their picture they took right before the game. That was cool. McKinley Wright with 14 points, 9 assists, and 9 boards. Those are good numbers, man. This is what he does. He's steady Eddie. Plays great defense, gets his players involved, makes his players look good, does the hard work on the other side of the floor, gets 14 points, and the Buffs get the dub. Our power to play. Sports poll question of the day. Is available at theholeshow.com. Colfax, if you put money on this game, if CU and CSU were to play, based on what we know right now, who's winning that game?
Buffs.
You got the Buffs?
Yeah.
Well, you're not alone. You've got 72% of the Hooligans saying CU.
Wow.
Whew, I don't know, man. I don't know. The Buffs, listen, they're rocking right now. But, you know, they have a tendency to give up leads, and what is CSU really good at? They're really good at staying in games and finding a way to make a major comeback. I'd love to see that game. I hope it works out. I mean, what are the chances it works out and they play each other in the first round of March Madness? Wouldn't that be great? But that was huge for the Buffs. So go answer that. I want to see where we are. Rams fans, anybody feeling like you could take on Big Brother? Oh, Brady, don't say that. I know. Rams, but that's the way the Buffs feel. And until you, every time you go up against them, until you start punching them in the mouth, the Buffs are going to consider you little brother. That's the way it goes. I don't make the rules, Colfax. I don't. I let the games do my talking. Well, sometimes. But you got, if you do get that chance, you're going to have to prove it somehow. Last year, you had a chance. What happened? CU won 56-48. So, you know, last time around, we saw the Buffs take care of business. I don't know, man. I'm torn on this. I'm going to try. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking I might take CSU in that game. I don't know. I mean, the Rams haven't played for a while, so I'm kind of be curious to see. I mean, they're not playing this week, obviously. They were supposed to play UNC. Was that Tuesday? That was going to be Tuesday, I think, right? That game's not happening. I felt good about UNC beating CSU 2 months ago. Now, I like UNC. I think Coach Smiley's, again, Coach Smiley, we know, we hope he's feeling better. I think UNC is going to be a good team. I put a lot of pressure on the Bears this year. And I just don't know that they're there yet. But they'll be. I think they're going to be there next year. You return this group, and I think you have a chance to be a good team in this conference. But we'll see. Like I said, at the beginning of the season, I felt good about UNC beating CSU. Now I think CSU might be CU. And really, UNC had a chance against the Buffs to prove it, right? And the Buffs just annihilated UNC. And in fairness, the Buffs annihilated Oregon State. And Oregon State's found a way to win some pretty big games, like USC and Oregon. But I like the Buffs overall. But I'm telling you, man, if they head-to-head here, does it depend on where they are? Does that even matter? I mean, aren't fans allowed? Some fans are allowed in Boulder now, I think. Maybe I'm wrong on that. Neutral site. Moby Arena. Yeah, let's just go neutral site. Man, I'm very close to just going in and saying, yeah, I think CSU wins. First Advantage 970-478-1301. First Advantage text line. Where's the game? Noob asks. All right, either way. So did the CSU win there? And if it's in Boulder, do you think CU is just ridiculous at home though? I mean, what's their record? It's crazy, man. Their record at home is like absolutely insane. So, Brady, what you're saying is us alumni from CSU should punch CU fans in the mouth. I am not condoning violence, Colfax. No way. Not this guy. But if a fight were to break out, you got to do what you got to do, right? Right, Rams fans? Who would win in a fight? Rams fans or Buffs fans? Probably Rams fans, right? Yeah, I mean, Boulder versus Fort Collins. Fort Collins got a little more Greeley in them than Boulder does. Greeley fans are winning. I'm sorry, but there ain't much of them. But they're winning that fight. Am I right?
Oh, you're 100% right.
You're a Loveland guy. Where's Loveland in this battle royal?
I'm a Greeley guy.
Okay. Well, behind. You converted.
Yeah.
I'm a Timnath guy.
Where do they stand? I don't know.
I guess we're talking about fan bases, not necessarily where you live. Bears fans versus Rams fans. There's more Rams fans, but you know, Bears fans are scrappy.
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 Yeah.
You know, hanging around Greeley, scrappy. Got to be scrappy. Boulder's not winning fights. They're going to just like get ready to lift up a fist and instead it's got a rose in it. And it's like, here, no. Peace, no war. Sorry, I know. That's why I always joke with Mark Johnson, because Mark is like, he's the voice of the Buffs, right? Great guy. But he's is like, the dude could survive in the mountains right now. He could go into this freaking cold temperature and he'd like build a fire out of snow, I'm pretty sure. Am I right on that?
Like, yeah.
He'd find a way. He'd find a way to use a snowball to build fire.
Yes.
But, you know, he's the voice of the Buffs who are located in Boulder. So, yeah, go figure. But they do get Mark on their sides. So that's tough, right?
That evens things out a little
bit. He could train them. He could train them to be the ultimate survivor, ultimate warrior. So, yeah, I don't know why we got into this conversation.
I like it. It's fun.
Who's winning in a fight? That's our next poll question. Rams fans or Buffs fans? That's got to be it. And then I'll get in trouble.
Yeah. That might...
For poll, you know, what are they accusing the president of, right? Yeah. And citing a riot. Yeah. So I have to be careful on that. So you're going Buffs. I'm going Rams. Hopefully we get a chance to see that play out, man. Wouldn't that be great? I'd be so much fun. And it'd be great for basketball in this area. And so go vote on that. All right, the big story of the day, Colfax, is presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. J.J. Watt is going to be a free agent. Houston Texans agree to release J.J. at his request. He was drafted by the Texans in 2011 with the number 11th pick and became the face of the franchise. He won three Defensive Player of the Year awards from 12 to 15. He's one of three players to win that award three times. But J.J. is looking, you know, this is that guy, right? What's he looking for? He's not looking for money. We had the argument yesterday with one of our texters. J.J. Watt is looking for a team he could jump onto that has a shot. He's going to want to look for a playoff team. I've heard a lot of Green Bay Packer talk. There's a lot of Packer talk for J.J. Watt. My poll question was going to be, who would you rather have, J.J. Watt or Von Miller at this stage? I mean, both guys are certainly, their best days are behind them. Can still certainly put up some big numbers and have some good games, but I don't know. Who would you take at this stage, if that was even a possibility? But you got to love J.J. Watt, man. Great player, great guy, gives back, excellent in the community. He said he was excited and looking forward to a new opportunity and been working extremely hard, but at the same time, it's always tough to move on, and I just want you guys to know that I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the McNair family for drafting me and giving me my first NFL opportunity. He hurt Pittsburgh, maybe go there, play with his brother. It'd be interesting to see. But he's still a good guy. You want him on your team. Be curious to see what he goes for. But he'll find a spot. 17 minutes after the hour, I do want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. Live well, plan ahead. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today and talk to them about pre-planning. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, 970-330-6824. It is 18 after, and yes, back by popular demand. We haven't done it in a while, but we're going into an 80s Friday kind of feel. It's cold, but it's fun. We're having a good time. We're feeling good. So if you want to make a suggestion, you know how to do it. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Let it roll, Cole.
Prep Soups is back. Now you can watch and listen. Go to 1310kfka.com for details. Preps Radio is on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
My own snap to it. This kind of stuff just make you want to snap. Not like snap, snap. Oh, no, that's great. It's 80s Friday, Colfax. Let it breathe. I can't sing along to this one, though. I don't know it that well. It's so good, though. We were feeling good today. We've been I've been a little negative. I've been negative with the Nuggets. Bunch of stuff. That's good. Was that the theme from Back to the Future?
Oh, it might be, actually. Huey Lewis in the News.
I love Huey Back Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
Man, they don't name him like this anymore. No. Huey Lewis in the News. It's great.
It's great.
Yeah. All right, you can shoot us a text if you want any different type of 80s song that you're feeling. We're feeling it today. 970-478-1301 is the First Advantage text line. Text KFK to that number. If you're new to the program, Noob said hippies aren't as peaceful as you think. He said, Chris, have to go with J.J. Watt over Von Miller at this point. Ooh, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Still very curious to see what's going to happen with the whole Von Miller deal. Now, last night, I'm looking on the NBA side of things, and You know, we've been talking about the Joker and the MVP watch. Man, now, you know, LeBron is certainly in that conversation. Kevin Durant's in that conversation. Joel Embiid's in that conversation. But now you're throwing in Steph Curry. Curry has been fire lately, man. He's averaging, I mean, remember like the first four games of the season, everyone's like, oh, Curry finally doesn't have it. Well, now he's averaging 30 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Think about that, though. A point guard's averaging 6 assists. Nikola Jokic is averaging 9. It's crazy. That's why I think that you stop with this whole he's the best center in the league. It drives me nuts because Joker's not just the best center in the league. I mean, that goes without saying. Like, we don't even need to be saying that. He's one of the best players in the NBA. Maybe the best player in the NBA. I mean, you look at these numbers. LeBron's averaging 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists per game. Kevin Durant is averaging 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists per game. Joel Embiid, 29 points, 11 boards. Joker is averaging, what is he at now? Joker's averaging 28 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. He's the fourth player in NBA history to put up 500-plus points and register 200-plus rebounds to go with 150 or more assists through his first 20 games of the season. Man, stat guys are just amazing. They're amazing human beings. Curry is averaging 30, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. I mean, who has the better numbers there? Joker's averaging... So you have Durant and Curry averaging 30. And now you have... I mean, Nikola Jokic is second on that list. No, he's third. Fourth. Okay, he's fourth. Right behind Joel Embiid. So he's fourth on the list as far as points scored in these top five that we're talking about. He's the most in assists of these guys, right? Yeah, with 9. And right up there with rebounds. You know, he's averaging 10. So it's hard for me, or 12, excuse me, he's averaging 12. Right now, I feel like Joker has the better numbers. LeBron's at 25, 8, and 8. But here's the thing. Of those teams, when you look at it, you do have to look at the standings. Look at the records. Because MVPs aren't that valuable to their team, right, if they're not going to the playoffs. So of the guys I just mentioned, you have the Lakers, 20-6. You have the Nets sitting at 15-12. Yeah. Not too far off from where the Nuggets are. Joel Embiid with the 76ers, 18-8. And the Warriors are sitting at 14-12. So if we were given that award today, you're probably going LeBron James or Joel Embiid. Because you got to give me a great team and you got to give me the numbers. I do think as long as the Nuggets can keep winning, they got OKC tonight. And then Colfax, a huge one coming up. I'll get more into that later. But Nuggets, Lakers on Sunday. That's going to be another opportunity, though. And they can still lose, but if Joker can outmatch LeBron, then that's going to go up in his resume. But these kind of games, like tonight, they're just important. You won the other night against a bad Cleveland team. Now you have OKC. Okay, go. Go grab this game tonight. Get it. Go get number 14, 14-11. Because right now, you're sitting in 7th place in the Western Conference. They're not going to give an MVP to a 7th seed. They're not that, you know, they're 6.5 games out of first. Utah is 20-5. Utah. Nuggets worked the Jazz 2 weeks ago. That's when we kind of thought, okay, Nuggets are rolling again. So in order to get Joker in that conversation, you have to start separating yourself from the middle of the pack. You have to be in that top four kind of seed situation. Because, I mean, you can win the MVP and not be a number one or two seed. You can, but you got to be a legit team. You got to be a legit contender. Because, again, most valuable player, how valuable are you if your team is still, and I know it's kind of unfair, but that's the way they look at it. You know, if you're up there and you're at least a contender, then it's going to get close. So right now, I mean, to be fair, as much as I love the Joker, if the Nuggets were, you know, 16-8 or whatever, 16-7, then yeah, right now I'd give it to Joker. I would say right now he's the MVP. But you're not. You're 13-11. And you look at these other teams, the Lakers have started to pull away. They're starting to figure it out. You know, 2 weeks ago I said, Colfax, I'm not pressing the panic button because none of these other teams are pulling away. Now we're getting to that point. The Lakers are 20-6. Utah's 20-5. The Clippers are 18-8. So your top three teams are starting to solidify themselves in this conference, whereas the Nuggets are sitting down, you know, right around Sacramento territory, right on bubble territory, basically. You know, where if they have a bad stretch, they could find themselves right back out of the playoff mix. So, yeah, I mean, that's where I'd go. Noob wants to know what seed OKC was. What year did Russell Westbrook win the MVP? I mean, OKC, when they were rolling, you know, in their heyday, they were always a fairly high seed.
2017?
Yeah. Was it 2017 when he won?
Looks like it.
So let me look at that. We'll take a look at that. 2017. Was it like the 17-18 season? Yeah, I guess it wasn't that long. OKC was a four seed. So, I mean, yeah, there you go. My argument holds water. So when you look at who were the past like the past five MVPs, you know, and you look at their seasons, and you kind of got to go, all right, well, were they a top four, five seed? You know, Giannis last year, Harden, which, you know, Houston was always a high seed. Yeah, look at these guys. I mean, Colfax, every one of these guys on this list, they're typically teams were top seeds. So that's the way it's going to go. Joker won't get it if the Nuggets don't finish in top four. Was it Giannis last year? Giannis Antetokounmpo last year? And I think, didn't he get it the last 2 years? James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry. Okay, so I'm right. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Derrick Rose, LeBron James. Yeah. So the argument holds water. You're going to have to be a top four seed in order to win. So Denver's got to start getting it together. You know, sitting in that spot where, you know, you're seventh, sixth, you know, you got to at least get up there to fifth. So you look at the rest of the way for Denver, at least before the All-Star break, which, I mean, they've got a little ways to go yet. They got to play through March, right? March 4th is the last game before the All-Star break. And you got OKC tonight. Got to win that game. Because look what's next. You're home against LA, and then you're at Boston. So there's a stretch coming up for the Nuggets, at least, where, you know, they might have a hard time winning. You know, if they can come out on the other side and win those games, then yeah, we're having a different conversation altogether next week. But, you know, you got two tough games there, you got Boston and LA, then after that you have Washington, Charlotte, and Atlanta. And you look at that and you think, all right, should be able to win those games. That's why tonight's important. A game like tonight is extremely important. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. You guys are rolling on this, and CSU is now getting 30% of the votes. Who would win between CU and CSU if they played today? Of course, in men's hoops. 70% of the hooligans are saying CU. And I'm in the Rams group. Of course, our friends over at Ram Nation love what they do. If you're a Rams fan, you got to check out this page, ramnation.com. And, I mean, even diehard Rams fans are like, gotta go with CU. I mean, yeah, that's what we're asking you to do on the show is don't go with the fanboy thing. You got to sit back and think about it. And you look at the competition that CU is going up against on a nightly basis and still putting together a hell of a record. It's hard not to go CU. Okay, 32% now for CSU. So, yeah, you got a long climb ahead of you. 34 minutes after the hour. MVP talk, we'll probably stir that up a little bit more. We are going to have Cody Rourke of Pro Football Network jumping on the program in a little bit. I want to get his thoughts on the linebacker side of things. Does he see the Broncos getting aggressive in free agency on linebacker, or does he see a free agent side? And then we're going to talk more about this Deshaun Watson thing when we come back, because pretty well-respected journalist is hearing that the Broncos might be a front runner. Wow. I don't know. I don't even know what to do with that. 35 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Noob wants a Survivor by Glass Tiger to get me pumped up. Am I not pumped up enough? I feel like I'm pretty
pumped up today. Positive pumped,
too. Positive pumped. You know, I was a little bit of a negative Nelly throughout the week about Denver, and I'm trying to talk some sense into you hooligans that think that you should give away, like, the entire... I'm on with Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now today, and he's, like, ready to give over the entire city of Denver to Deshaun Watson. I mean, they were... In the playoffs 2 years ago. Did Deshaun get him over the hump? In fact, stay with me here. I seem to remember Houston getting up on Kansas City, and then Patrick Mahomes fired all the way back, and they won. And then we haven't seen the Texans in the playoffs since. So is Deshaun going to be able to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes twice a year, if not more, here in Denver? No, build the defense. Call Tampa Bay and say, hey, how did you do it? How did you do? Oh, Todd Bowles. Okay, come over here, Todd Bowles. No, I mean, I'd put Vic Fangio, Todd Bowles. Like, they're defense elite minds. So give me Vic Fangio's elite defensive mind and build the damn team around that. You hired a defensive coach. Why? Because you need to slow down guys like Patrick Mahomes. Vic Fangio's been in this league or been head coach for 2 years, and in those 2 years, Patrick Mahomes is just getting better. So it's clear that not just a great defensive mind is going to do it. It's not going to do the trick. But you have to find a defense that can slow down guys like Patrick Mahomes. But we're getting this. I mean, this story coming out the other day. And I don't know, Mr. Fowler talking about it, Colfax. Jay Fowler, Jeremy Fowler of an NFL reporter for ESPN, he's gathering information, and the Broncos' name keeps rising to the top.
Well, Greeny, here's the latest. I checked in with a source who said Deshaun Watson has a list of teams that he's intrigued by. You know, he's not pigeonholing anything, but he's got a list. I didn't get all the teams, but I was told the Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers are two of them. I also asked the source about the Jets and the Dolphins because they have the most draft capital this year and the next few years. I was told the Jets, probably not. Maybe more so the Dolphins as far as viability. But Watson knows, look, he has to wait this out. He's got the no-trade clause in his contract. But it's all about the Texans continuing to tell teams, and they believe them, that they're not going to trade Deshaun Watson. I've talked to several execs who say they think GM Nick Caserio is dug in here.
This is interesting. I mean, yet, and it still remains to be seen whether or not Houston will do this. I mean, they've been saying all along that Deshaun's not going anywhere. How hard are they going to fight this? Or do we have a Carson Palmer situation brewing before us? It just doesn't work for me, guys. I mean, I like Deshaun. I want a great quarterback. I do, sure. But I also know what I'm seeing. Now, we went over this yesterday. All these top paid quarterbacks, how many of them are winning? How many of them are constant fixtures? And I'm not just talking playoffs, because getting into the playoffs is going to be easier now than it ever was. because now you got an extra game. We're allowing an extra team to get in there. So, you know, if your goal is just to get to the playoffs, then you want to be, you know, just right there. You can be right there in the middle of the pack. Okay, I'm going to list these guys. And let's just go last 5 years. Because, I mean, you can win and great, whatever. But last 5 years, I'm going to ask you, Colfax, if these guys have won an AFC, NFC championship or a Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is the highest paid in the NFL.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, he's freak of nature. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Even with the bad Super Bowl, it's still there. He's still the greatest. Deshaun Watson.
No.
Has he done anything? I mean, I know Houston's a train wreck, but the old saying, Colfax, out of the frying pan and into the fire. You're coming from out of the frying pan. You're jumping over here. We don't have an owner. I've said it a million times before. In the last 5 years, Russell Wilson, has he won an NFC championship?
No.
In the last 5 years, has the Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, won an AFC championship?
I don't think so.
No. In the last 5 years, has Aaron Rodgers won an NFC championship?
Sadly, no.
Well, in the last 5 years, the Rams, Jared Goff has won.
Okay.
Jared Goff. but we know that story. We know how that ended. In the last 5 years, has Kirk Cousins done anything?
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, Kurt. Kirked. Kirk, is it with a T at the end there? No,
I don't
Kurt,
think he has.
Is it Kirk? Yeah, Kirk. Has he done anything?
No.
In the last 5 years... But he didn't play in it. Has Carson Wentz done it? Well, okay, yeah. But that was the legend of Nick Foles, the story of Nick Foles. In the last 5 years, has Dak Prescott done anything?
No.
In the last 5 years, has Matt Ryan done something? Okay, yeah, you have the world's largest letdown in the Super Bowl. Enjoy that one. My point, 10 of these guys that are top paid, one of them's Jared Goff, who just got traded and, like, received a, you know, whatever. I mean, to get Matt Stafford. They gave a king's ransom to get Matt Stafford, and Jared Goff sent along. Who else? My point is, you can throw all this money at these guys. Who's winning Super Bowls? Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. You're going to out-duel Tom Brady? Okay, maybe eventually. Are you going to out-duel Patrick Mahomes? I don't think so. Patrick Mahomes is going to go down in history, folks, as the greatest quarterback to do this. Now, maybe, athletically to do this. As far as achieving that success like Tom Brady, yikes, that's a big goal. He's got to win six just to tie, and Tom's not done. He might come back and win another one. He might win two more. Who knows? Maybe wants every finger to have a Super Bowl ring on it. I know I'm simplifying things, but sometimes you don't have to get too deep here. So when you look at the Texans, they're paying big money to Deshaun. You look at the Seahawks. Okay, what happened to Seattle? How did Seattle win their first Super Bowl? The Legion of Boom. And once that deep...
I was going to say, well... That first snap was not very pretty.
Yeah, it's true. It's great, easy to play defense when they just snap it over the quarterback's head. Defensively, they had the Broncos' number, and they were scoring. Listen, Russell's great. He's a Hall of Famer. But then they lost to the Patriots. Okay, then what happened? Defensive guys started wanting more money, started moving on. You started losing everybody. And getting older, whatever. We haven't seen the Seahawks to that elite teams. And when I say elite team status, folks, I'm talking top two, top three teams in each division. And Seattle was showing that for a while, but then their offense stalled out this year. They haven't been back since their defense was elite. Packers, okay, Aaron Rodgers, that's great, but they haven't got over that hump. So you can throw all this money in the world at these quarterbacks and... Again, you're going to trade for Deshaun. You absorb that contract. I don't know how that would work as far as the guaranteed goes, but you absorb that contract against your salary cap, and now you're getting rid of draft picks too. So not only are you going to pay him, what I tell you, you can pay typically, as far as superstars go, 2 to 3. And the goal is, you know, you want to build a team that can win a Super Bowl. That's what the goal is. Now, it might be Deshaun might want Denver, but is George Payton going to go for that? I mean, are you going to consume this giant contract of Deshaun Watson's? Get rid of your draft picks. You're not going to have a for the first you sign a 6-year deal. For the first half of your career as GM for the Broncos, you're not going to have a first round pick. Likely not a couple of years in there where you don't have a second round pick. Building, how are you going to build through the draft when your best shot is to get a first rounder? Might be a bust. And all this talk about, well, look at the weapons the Broncos have. What do you mean? What did Jerry Jeudy do? I know he's a rookie, but he was a top pick in the NFL draft last year. KJ Hamler, fine player. How elite is he? Cortland Sutton just missed an entire season. I love Cortland Sutton. But I can't just sit here and easily say, Colfax, oh yeah, he'll be right back. He just recovered from that injury that made him out for a year. We like under, I think we sometimes underestimate what an injury like that does to players and why it's so significant when they can come back. When you miss an entire year because of your injury and then you come back, yes, it's going to be common for me to go, yeah, it's probably going to take him a while to get back to regular form. Talk about basketball. Look at Gary Harris. Look what happened to Gary Harris when he missed like 3 months. He's never been right since with that injury. He's never been the 18-point-a-game kind of guy. He hasn't been that guy since, and it was injuries. 51 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, reload my game of the week. Big one coming up on Sunday for Valentine's Day. We'll talk about that coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
'80s Friday. Just no getting around it. It's always a good time. I'm pumped for Sunday, Colfax. My game of the week is the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm pumped, man. It'll be a good one. Hopefully. Another test for the Nuggets, and we'll see how they respond this time around. They got to take care of the Thunder tonight, but my game of the week, I put one up every Monday morning, and usually it's just most of the time a local game, sometimes a playoff game, whatever, but I get you something that at least I'm cooking on, and we chat about a little bit. But Nuggets, Lakers, Joker, the MVP resume builder, man, you got to keep going. You got to keep winning games, and then you go up and you win big games against guys that might beat you in the MVP race. All right, second hour coming up. Quarterback trends. The quarterbacks have all the power. Is it going to be a good thing? We'll be right back.